First reading is from Exodus 19, verses 2 to 8. A reading from Exodus. The Israelites had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." The word of the Lord. We'll now read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with song. Know that the Lord is God, our Maker to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's holy name. Good indeed is the Lord, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age. The second reading is from Romans 5, verses 1 to 8. A reading from Romans. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus, through whom we've obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For a while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading today is from Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to Matthew chapter 10, verse 23. The Holy Gospel, according to Matthew. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the apostles, the 12. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Canaan. And Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment. Give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them in the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of our Lord. Our Gospel reading today introduces us to the 12 disciples, the 12 that Jesus called to be apostles, to be sent out into the world, to be laborers into God's harvest, to follow the way and authority of Jesus as a preachers and healers with compassion in a world that was full of pain, helplessness, disease, and suffering. The 12 were sort of a motley crew. There were fishermen, a tax collector who worked for the Romans, a zealot or rebel who was looking to overthrow the Roman government. One was a denier. Thomas was a doubter. And Judas? Well, we all know that Judas was the betrayer. But Jesus sent them out anyhow to do the work that he had started. And they were sent out with strict instructions. They could only go to the homes of Judeans, of those in Israel. No Samaritans or Gentiles could be visited. They were to take nothing with them, no change of clothes, no sandals, no gold or silver, no staff to ward off robbers. They were to be voluntarily poor so that no one would mistake them for cynics. And their role was to become even more difficult. Jesus goes on to warn the disciples that they will no doubt encounter persecution and danger, for they are like sheep in the midst of the wolves. The wolves, meaning the Jewish leaders, would like nothing better than to see the disciples flogged and beaten because they have chosen to follow Jesus. This would not be an easy life for the disciples to lead. The cost of discipleship was high in being sent out into the world. But Jesus did not send them blindly. Never were they alone in their persecution and danger, for the Spirit of God was always with them. Jesus reminds the 12 that the Spirit of God would speak through them, giving them the words they needed to say, giving them the faith and trust of God to help them endure what they were facing. Our epistle reading from Romans echoes the words of Jesus, giving hope through the trials that happen in our lives, knowing that we are justified by grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. Through it all, the 12 were loved, and never were they alone. Like the disciples, we are also called to be sent out into the world. We too are apostles of Jesus Christ. But how does being sent out look in the year 2020, especially in these times of pandemic and global unrest? I've thought about that a lot this week and came to the conclusion that I see folks being sent out when there are peaceful, physically distanced, and even silent protests, many that the media has not even bothered to publicize, where signs are held high saying, "Black Lives Matter," and "I can't breathe." I see people being sent out when we begin to listen to the stories of people of color, when we acknowledge the pain and suffering of generational inequality, when we understand that not all lives can matter until Black lives matter, Brown lives matter, and Indigenous lives matter. When we see oppression through the eyes of those who are being oppressed, when we have compassion and seek to understand that change needs to take place, we are doing the work of Jesus Christ in the world. We are being laborers into the harvest of God, knowing that God has equipped us to be the change that needs to take place. I see people being sent out in this pandemic when they attended their essential jobs every day, even though they were fearful and afraid. I see people being sent out when meals are dropped off on family members' porches, when groceries are dropped off, when folks went to long-term care homes to say "I love you" to their parents or grandparents through closed windows. I see people being sent out when they continue to gather for church each week from the safety of their homes because it is the loving thing to do for our neighbor and for one another. I see people being sent out when they pray for folks who live alone, for those who are sick, for those who are feeling the extreme effects of isolation, for folks who just want to return to some kind of normalcy, where they can share a coffee together or a meal together. God is constantly sending us out into the world to make a difference in the lives of those around us, whether it is through deed or prayer. When we are sent out, we are called into the faithful action of the grace of God. We are called into the love and mercy of God. We are called into making justice for all the world. We are called to act with compassion, to look into the eyes of those around us, knowing that we are all God's beloved children. And through it all, we are loved and never alone. God sent out the 12 so many years ago, a motley crew of perfectly imperfect human beings to do the work of Jesus that was so desperately needed in a broken and uncertain world. God continues to work through us today. We too are a motley crew of perfectly imperfect human beings so desperately needed in our broken and uncertain world right now. May we continue to work and pray together. May we continue to love one another and learn from and listen to one another. May we continue to be sent out as laborers into the harvest so that all can be equal and all can be fed with the unconditional love of God. Amen. Our hymn of the day is "We Are Called," and it is in the ELW, number 720, and there is also a YouTube link that you may follow.